WITS University's new surgical skills laboratory, established at a cost of almost $2 million, will train surgeons using state-of-the-art equipment and some of the world's foremost medical experts.
The unmet need for surgical care across South Africa and particularly low-income countries is a significant humanitarian crisis.
Professor Martin Smith's head of the university's Department of Surgery. He says there's a critical shortage of medical specialists in Africa, even in the continent's more developed regions.
While South Africa has better access to surgical care compared to other sub-Saharan countries and low-income countries, the problem is that we don't always have the highest quality of surgical care. And so to improve that quality of surgical care, we need to strengthen our district and our regional hospitals. And to do that, amongst other things, we need to strengthen the human resources.
Smith will be in charge of the new lab.
What this offers us an opportunity to do is to really impact on the quality of the human resources that are needed to provide that kind of surgical care. So this skills lab offers us an opportunity to do significant training in a standardized and in a managed way, using modern technology to ensure that the training of the next generation of surgeons will be appropriate for the work that they expected to do.
He explains that the Surgical Skills Lab will employ the services of leading surgeons from multiple fields of medicine.
So disciplines of orthopedics, neurosurgery, ear, nose and throat surgery will all have an opportunity to join in this endeavor and to contribute and to ensure that their trainees take full advantage of this. It's a very versatile environment, and so we can use it for in a number of different ways. We're also able to train undergraduate students, graduating doctors, in also basic surgical skills.
Smith says South Africans will benefit from the Center of Excellence first.
This unit doesn't actually provide an opportunity to operate on patients. This prepares people to operate on patients on the historical platform in which we provide service. The university doesn't work in isolation. We work together with the national and provincial departments of health. And so we do our actual training and our service delivery and some of our research on the public hospital and some private hospital platform.
But eventually, says the surgeon, it's hoped that doctors from across Africa will sharpen their skills at the lab to promote proper surgical care all over the continent.
Globally, it's recognized that of the 7 billion people on this planet, 5 billion do not have access to surgical care or appropriate surgical care. And in addition, we've recognized that about 143 million extra surgical procedures need to be performed yearly to achieve adequate access.
Smith says WITS University's Surgical Skills Lab is a first but extremely important step on a long journey towards achieving this. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.